This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan and the United States joined forces to criticize China's coercion and aggression in Asia as senior ministers from both countries held their first in-person talks since President Joe Biden took office in January. Aside from the sharp rhetoric aimed at Beijing, the meeting Tuesday in Tokyo and a planned stop next in Seoul are much of an effort by the Biden administration to reassure worried allies in Asia after occasionally confrontational dealings with the Trump administration. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after holding the so-called 2+2 security talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and their Japanese counterparts, said that the democracy and human rights are being challenged, and the United States will push with its partners for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence organizations to help Donald Trump in last year's November presidential election. That is according to a declassified intelligence assessment that found broad efforts by the Kremlin and Iran to shape the outcome of the race, but ultimately no evidence that any foreign actor changed their votes, otherwise disrupted the voting process. The report was released Tuesday from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and represents the most detailed assessment of the array of foreign threats to the 2020 election. These included efforts by Iran to undermine confidence in the vote and harm Trump's reelection prospects as well. This is VOA News. Shootings at two massage parlors in Atlanta, one in the suburb, left 8 people dead, many of them women of Asian descent. That's just according to authorities. Tuesday, a 21-year-old man was taken into custody in Southwest Georgia hours later after a manhunt. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said 3 people were killed at a spa in northeast Atlanta, while a 4th person was killed in another spa across the street. He said all of the victims were female and the peers said if they had been Asian. A surge of migrants on the southwest border has the Biden administration on defensive when the head of the security agency acknowledging the depth of the problem Tuesday by insisting it's under control and saying he will not revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. The number of migrants stopped at the U.S.-Mexican border has been rising since last April, and administration is still rapidly expanding and expelling most single adults and families under a public health order issued by President Donald Trump at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. But if allowing teens and children to stay, at least temporarily, and he had been coming in ever larger numbers. More than 4,000 migrant children were being held by the Border Patrol as of Sunday, including last count of 3,000 in custody, longer than the 72-hour limit set by a court order. At least 2 people protesting last month's military coup were reportedly shot and killed by Myanmar security forces Tuesday after a peaceful protest. Security forces have killed scores of their countrymen in recent days, and the UN put the death toll at 149 since the February coup that toppled Aung San Suu's elected government. The Independence Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said that 183 people have been killed since the coup. Violence was reported Tuesday in the biggest city of Yangon, where casualties have been the highest. Police fired rubber bullets in a separate neighborhood, and one man was reportedly killed. Another was killed in a city in northwest region. Britain's new foreign and defense policy properties show how the country will relearn the art of competing against states with opposing values, according to the prime minister. Fire remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.